ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden celebrating America's longstanding relationship with Ireland on this St. Patrick's Day.
That's the power of friendship. I think it's the power of, that's the strength of our partnership if we work at it. And simply put, I think it's the Irish of it.
He hosted a reception at the White House for Leo Varadkar and gave him a bowl of shamrocks. The International Criminal Courts issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin, accusing him and other Russians of war crimes.
The ICC is doing its part of work. As a court of law, the judges issued arrest warrants. Their execution depends on international cooperation.
Courts President Peter Hofmansky. The CDC says total weekly COVID deaths are at the lowest point since the start of the pandemic. Lance Reddick, best known for playing a cop in HBO's The Wire, is dead at the age of 60. This is ABC News. Another case of an airline passenger behaving badly.
One person on board claimed on social media the man tried to break a window and open an exit door on the Boeing 757. The plane diverted to Dallas for what Delta called an unruly passenger about halfway through the flight from California to Georgia. But Dallas-Fort Worth Airport now tells ABC News no arrests were made when the plane landed because the situation was caused by a medical issue. The passenger was taken to a hospital in the Dallas area. It's unclear what that medical issue was. After the passenger was removed from the plane, the flight continued on to Atlanta. Alex Stone, ABC News.
House Democrats reported today that Donald Trump failed to report more than 100 gifts from foreign nations while he was in the White House. The gifts were recorded by the National Archives. The House Oversight Panel says the gifts are worth more than $250,000. Among them, jewelry from Saudi Arabia worth tens of thousands of dollars and a dagger worth $24,000 and golf clubs. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the KreitzCast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. Illinois is cashing in on Wisconsinites' need for weed. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation estimates the state made over $36 million in tax revenue last year from Wisconsinites traveling across the border to buy pot. Governor Evers is proposing fully legalizing marijuana in his state budget, but state Republicans say that's not going to happen. The name of Father John Coulinan, who served at St. Paul's Church in Mosinee and St. Mary's in Wausau, has been added to the list of credibly accused priests within the La Crosse Diocese. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting Coulinan has multiple substantiated allegations of abuse. He died in 1974. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call launched the investigation into clergy abuse in April of 2021 and since has generated about 250 reports from across the state. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just... I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Get live from Solidarity Realty Studio. It's outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here. Got Evil running the board, man, because I don't know how to do that stuff anyway. And that means you're tuned into Mad Radio at 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Ah, yes. Happy St. Patrick's Day. But I wasn't making corned beef and cabbage because it's the first time that my mom wasn't here, and she's full-blooded Irish, man. Leary was her maiden name. Used to be O'Leary, but then after Mrs. O'Leary's cow started the Chicago Fire. Yeah, it's true. We dropped the O. And if you believe that, I've got some pizza boxes you might be interested in. Seriously. No, you could. Oh, anyway.
I believe
so. No, I don't know if you... If you remember last year, I stopped in at the casino on St. Patty's Day frustrated and hit one for $750. So, of course, in honor of my mom, who hated the casino and everything it stands for, I won $200 today. People go, well, yeah, but how much did you put in?
Hey, it hardly matters. It hardly matters. You got that dopamine kick? Boom.
No, I'm
ready
telling
to rock and roll.
You, if you put a $20 bill in, and by the time you get done, you cash it out at $220... let's see, 20 minus, yeah, I won $200.
No, that's great.
Well, other people do that. See, they say they won $1,000 and then you find out that it took them $1,500 to get it.
Well, but someday it'll happen to you too, you know?
No, it won't. I won't be taking that kind of money in. Well, I might win one like that.
You'll take in $20 and you'll leave with either, you know, nothing or $20, you know? Like, it happens to everybody. That's how casinos work, you know? That, like, 99.3% clawback where, like, if you play long enough, no matter what, you'll break even.
No, I don't like that theory.
It's not a theory. It's how the machines are designed.
Well, you aren't going to break even because people lose their homes and stuff.
Clearly they didn't play long enough.
No, what they did was while they were putting in $1,000 on this machine, a guy on the other side took $900 out. See, they pay out pretty good in there, man. But anyway, we get off the subject because I have an addiction to that rush you said, right?
That dopamine.
But I go in and I bet low, man. Like, you know, 40, 50, 60.
It doesn't
cents,
take much. 70. Yeah, yeah.
No, it don't take much to win a lot. And I do it for the fun, of course. And I have a lot of fun talking to
There's
people.
There's a reason why they exist.
Unless
they're
Republican. Because they don't usually. Those guys aren't very nice. Okay. But I do know some guys there that voted for Trump that would have voted for Bernie. But they still can't. see past Trump being just this awful guy. And they're, yeah, well, at least he didn't do this and he didn't do that. But man, talk about the derailment and collapse of America. Oh yeah, you know, we heard about the trains. But I wasn't just talking about that. And then, of course, the collapse of two of the biggest banks ever.
And so you sure, start with a liquidity problem. And then
the people don't have anything to bail these guys out. Not since we have 1,000 billionaires, okay? And, okay, now listen. The reason why these other big banks came and bailed these guys out is because they were afraid of, what did they call it? A run on banks. Where everybody's like, yeah, get my stuff out of there, right? That's what happened back in the Great Depression and stuff. That's what happened in It's a Wonderful Life, right? Now everybody cheers for Mr. Potter. Back in the day, it was like, oh, that guy's evil. Scrooge is a bad guy. They're like, yeah, I like that guy. He don't take no crap, does he? And he doesn't give turkey to people on Christmas. But I mean, no, where should I get started? I mean, I'm watching this Senator Bill Cassidy go on to CNN with these clowns in the morning that are all about, what is it? It's like this pop culture or something that they are, right? Because they're younger than me. Like in their 30s, and they're all, they know. I'm going to see, you know, whatever famous chick is playing, right? And I'm like, whatever music that's going on that's current for people that are a lot younger than me, and it's, what would you call it, mainstream music. And then I see there's also a lot of country western songs that are like top over all the other ones for a week or two. Not into it really, but you know, definitely talented, right? But that's all these guys do. They talk about sports and, oh, Biden picked Arizona to win and they lost in the first round. I don't think Joe should be able to run for president again because of that. If he's going to show that kind of decision making,
it's not, you know what?
And the biggest
reasons.
Time of the year,
plenty other reasons too.
March Madness. Should we get started on that, or should I continue with why it's so hard for me to go after really bad Democratic policy and strategy from the way on highs, right?
The ones that are better than us. You're in the driver's seat, my dude. You are in the driver's seat. You take us where we need to go.
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing that got me upset about Biden was him, you know, standing up there yelling and hollering like the angry white guy about guns. After I heard you approved this, you know, biggest military bill, biggest military expenditure in the history of the United States. War is not the answer, okay? Nobody wins. So what are we going to do? We're just going to let, you know, keep refueling these. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't defend Ukraine, but I'm thinking they should do like what those guys were doing on the ground in the war zone. Saying, hey, man, can we agree on a couple things here? Because, you know, I used to be in your army, and we're neighbors and everything. And diplomacy, people. Everything's being escalated with all these missiles from North Korea and China and Russia and the United States ready to go. And the Middle East saying, hey, man, Israel's got all they need, right? And then do you see what's going on all across the planet? In France. Yeah, because Republicans aren't going to come after your Social Security and your Medicare. And, oh, you'd be a fool to believe that. You would be a fool to believe that. Because it's happening in France, who has a great retirement system, right? You can retire at 62. Well, now, you know, the legislature is like saying, hey, we gotta raise the retirement age to 64. You see the people in the streets, huh? And then Netanyahu in Israel says he's got a better way to, you know, take care of the judges and overturning things and appointing people and claiming he's supporting democracy when he's bypassing it. And people are in the streets there too. But what's it going to take for America to get into the streets and stop this nonsense? By the way, 844-967-2789. It is Friday, and it's kind of like well, not corned beef, but a, kind of a potluck kind of thing. So if you want to call in on anything that's happened this week, because, I mean, there were several things that the legislators did to embarrass us again in Wisconsin. And also Glenn Grothman. Did you see that guy? Hey, man, these people, yeah, they're getting too much food. We got to cut them off of food unless they go to work. And I'm like, dude, what do you do to, like, get your food, man?
Even more than that, man, it's what? The restrictions they're putting on what you can actually get. No more white rice. No more American cheese.
Yes.
I mean, they're like...
Well, that's what he lives on. That's what they did in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
So he's just... Because he's so stupid, see? That's all he can remember is what they did to us here in Wisconsin. So why not carry that message? It got him there, right?
Well, the cruelty's the point.
Well, yeah, because poor people are the problem. And by gum, this is a Christian nation. And that, what would Jesus do? Oh, you know, I kind of mentioned more recently that it's like, yeah, I'm kind of putting my faith in Jesus at this point because I can't vote my way out of this. Not with how people don't understand who's doing what to who. And if you are now supporting candidates that are outside of the Democratic caucus in every state or in D.C., then you are the problem. And it sounds like we got a pretty big problem. We don't have enough progressives. And why is that? Well, because money. And because the infrastructure of each party is, we're going to pick who we want to be the candidate. The people are not. Oh, you can run a primary and pretend like it was fair. No, it's not sour grapes. I had somebody saying, you know, because I'm like, you know what? F it, Bernie. Run again. Because if we're going to just sit here and say, yeah, Biden and Trump is acceptable, then I'm going to encourage Bernie to run again. And you know what? I just think maybe this time we could win. We might have to have some neutral people, you know, making sure that it's a fair primary in the Democratic Party. Because if I'm still, you guys don't understand that they can press their thumb of influence on an election and change it overnight, like happened to Joe Biden, right? Good old boy. Yeah, it's time to start complaining about the Democrats that have done nothing for people that have to work hard every day, except make excuses. But I got to talk about that Bill Cassidy, man, you know? Who is he talking about saying that, oh, it's not the regulations that were the problem, it's the regulators. Excuse me, Mr. Senator, but you are a regulator that's been deregulating with the Republican Party on everything, and we'll talk about that when we get back from our break.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. it'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Yeah, man. Hit and run. So that's what this Bill Cassidy does. Comes on CNN unchallenged because here we are with the pop culture of Don Lemon and Caitlin Collins. And oh, my God, her name's Poppy. Poppy Harlow. Wow. Who doesn't want to be like that? You know, just so cool. The cool kids. But they're not cool. They're plastic as hell. And then, look, do the research on people's families that are making all this money in the media and find out. First of all, they're not doing the news, man. They're doing culture for you. Oh, man. So Bill Cassidy, yeah, you get away with coming on there and attacking Biden. And yeah, I'm okay with attacking Biden, but not from you, you clown. You're worse than he is, okay? That's just, I vote for the lesser of two evils, man. Look at that. The devil horns are right behind my head here in the studio, see? That's pretty cool. And it's not even the horns. It's just off the letters. Uh-oh. How do we let these guys get away with this? What, you know, they let them just say whatever they want. And then there's like a Republican senator that's leaning towards sanity. And he just starts like ripping the dude saying, oh, that guy doesn't know anything. He's just, you know, this and that. And you just can't turn it to any channel and get any real news. Get some a little bit on the local, but, you know, remember Sinclair. You know, it's kind of like watching this the commercials for the Supreme Court race, you know. One negative ad on one and then backed up by a negative ad of the other. Including we hear it on here.
That's right.
Well, yes, because, you know, that's what this world is all about, is money.
We wouldn't
except
be
in
here
my
if
case,
it weren't for money.
In my case, it's not. Except for that $200 I won today. But if we're going to have to sit here and think that a rematch of the last two administrations, geez, man, when you go from, you know, 600 billionaires to, you know, 1,000 billionaires during like the worst time any of us can remember, because most of us weren't alive through the Great Depression and then, you know, the comeback of that. You know, my mom and dad were at, the, you know, in the 30s, eh? 30s and 40s, getting your way in World War II. Wow, and then we had a great president that came up. Just that socialism stuff, right? You know, that stuff that did make America a little bit better than what it is today. If you haven't noticed, the derailment and collapse of America and of humanity, you've been missing something. Hey, man, we got a caller. I thought it was like dead air out there, and I'm going to go to Robert West Allis. Welcome.
Hey, Mike, I miss you guys from your Saturday spot.
So do I, man. Maybe, you know, maybe someday they'll you know, they'll want me back. But right now it's Friday, so let's do this. Listen, Robert, I got to tell you,
so.
Normally, I'm pretty much asleep by this time. I have to. Grandpa takes a nap in the afternoon, then he has to wake up and make sure he gets to the radio station to do that late show at 7 p.m.
Yep. I'll be real quick here. To your point, they don't really cover the news. I mean, just about, a week or two ago, how much media coverage was there about, a couple balloons in the air, right? And in the meantime, we had a train derailment with chemicals all over the ground, and people didn't know what was in their drinking water. And, you can't even make this stuff up. There was a second derailment.
While the CEO was testifying in front of Congress and Bernie Sanders was grilling the guy and couldn't get a yes, we'll take care of their medical stuff. Couldn't get a yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And,
Oh, that Bernie's a son of a gun, isn't he? That socialist Bernie taking care of the people.
And I don't know if it's Bernie, but I mean, I could see a Jamal Bowman out of New York, someone who's a real progressive that doesn't bend, not a Rokana that, says one thing, when he's on Tom Hartman, and then they all go back and then vote the way Pelosi wanted him to vote. I mean, a real progressive, someone who's strong.
Well, here's what I think, Robert. I'm looking at California for a change because Governor Newsom is not only just talking it, he's kind of walking it when the rest of the Democrats are sitting on their thumbs.
Yep, he's real solid. What I do know is we have to win the Supreme Court race.
Oh, boy, do we.
There's going to be no hope for the next 10 years. But
You mean like the last 10? Oh, no, not again.
The real scary thing is, like, if you look at Chicago, there's actually a chance the Republican could win there. Oh, man.
Yeah, because here's what's happened. Because we have, and including what's happened in Madison, okay? When you have mayors that are working with the landowners to build up the cities and move the working people out and make it so that they can't live within the confines. Come on. So that's why I say if you're voting in Madison for mayor, vote for Gloria Reyes. Because, once I saw what the current mayor said about, people with the land are the ones that usually, they're the ones that usually make the deals. Just ask any Native American.
Yeah. So if we look at Chicago, like Chuy Garcia, who we thought was a progressive, is kind of waffling. He's not backing Brandon Johnson, who is a strong progressive. He lives in the city. He's a Dem. And even Willie Wilson, who's like a big humanitarian, does all kinds of wonderful things in Chicago, he backed the Republican. And I'm sitting here scratching my head going, what side are you guys on? This is a little puzzling to me.
Oh, we know what side they're on. Hey, that was one of our classic songs at the sing-along. Which side are you on, boys? Thanks, Robert.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for listening and calling. You bet. So we're not quite to a break. And the second half of the show, man, that's when we usually light it up, right? Hey, is that Far East Mississippi or Mississippi that I'm listening to? Oh,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah, so these guys that have deregulated everything, education, clean water, local control, health care, all in the name of, we Republican Party, we're with the people. My ass. Heartbreak.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden celebrating America's longstanding relationship with Ireland on this St. Patrick's Day.
That's the power of friendship. I think it's the power of, that's the strength of our partnership if we work at it. And simply put, I think it's the Irish of it.
He hosted a reception at the White House for Leo Varadkar and gave him a bowl of shamrocks. The International Criminal Courts issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Putin, accusing him and other Russians of war crimes.
The ICC is doing its part of work. As a court of law, the judges issued arrest warrants. The execution depends on international cooperation.
Courts President Peter Hofmanski. The CDC says total weekly COVID deaths are at the lowest point since the start of the pandemic. Lance Reddick, best known for playing a cop in HBO's The Wire, is dead at the age of 60. This is ABC News.
The Cripescast with me, Charlie Barron, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. One person is in the hospital after being shot by police in Oshkosh early this morning. Police say they were responding to a complaint about someone making threats. No officers were hurt. Wisconsin's longtime Secretary of State is retiring. Former State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski will take Doug LaFollette's place. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
LaFollette held the position as Secretary of State for 11 consecutive terms, spanning more than 40 years. Godlewski will be only the third woman in Wisconsin state history to serve as Secretary of State. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
In sports, Marquette beats Vermont. Kick off the big dance. They'll play Michigan State Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
How does Congress have such a hold on people, man?
Republicans, deregulate and defund.
And the town folk cheer. Yeah, because that'll let the big polluters in your backyard or the high-capacity wells to crack into your, man, your, whatever they want. Do you people realize that's what happened in Wisconsin? Poachers. I used to call Scott Fitzgerald the midnight poacher. Because, you know, then they, you know, they'd hold session after midnight and lock all the doors, which you can't do that. But, you know, January 6th.
You know how to really piss Fitzgerald off? Really, really make him turn red? Get those veins?
Yeah, folded? All I got to do is show up. You should have seen how many times I almost exploded him.
You got to take a parking spot. My wife.
I heard.
Yeah, my wife used to
No, she cater. Told me. No, yeah, yep. She told me when she was going in, actually.
And we're going
that
to the Capitol. We have work to do, you know? There's nowhere to park. So we park in one of those little roundabouts.
And that was before you and I were working here.
That's right.
Together,
so oh, yeah, that was years ago.
Way before. So, yeah, I do remember that because I saw her at the Capitol.
He exploded. He was like, oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's too bad he didn't explode because he's about ready to. And he's bigger now than he was. But I had a lot of fun with Scott Fitzgerald. See, my younger brother went to man, he was roommates with Jeff Fitzgerald. So the three of them, they were Wisconsinites drinking beer together. But I don't think they'd do that anymore. and watching the Republicans and the bills that they're so proud to try and run through. But before we do that, hey, we got Rico in Rock County. What's happening, Rico? Just get back from Beloit, did you?
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, man, I had to go south of the
border. I knew it.
I made it back.
Oh, you mean the sheriff of Beloit, waiting outside of South Beloit, waiting for Wisconsin people to leave South Beloit. It happened to a friend of mine, and he's a Vietnam vet, and he was going with a guy that was 80 years old, and he's 70-something. And they got pulled over, and they took their stuff away from them and let them go because they divided it up later because it's legal.
Oh, yeah.
It's legal for the cops to take it and divide it up. And did you know, Rico, that before they get drug tested, they get like a six-month notice? So they don't just pop them. That's a police union for you. Yeah, I really got to fight for unions, people. We don't want the corruption.
That would all be fair. Hey, a little bit of breaking news, Mike.
Yeah.
They announced today, speaking of law enforcement, law enforcement's been notified in New York, and they expect an indictment in that Alvin Bragg case next week for sure. Law enforcement, Secret Service are working together, to bring Donnie in peacefully, But it's coming next week, they said. That kind of made my Friday night.
Well, Rico, I'm gonna bet that it's a much similar situation as Aaron Rodgers and New York. That,
oh yeah,
nothing might come out of this both ways.
Well,
the drama,
yeah, I know.
The drama, the culture, the fanfare, cheering for losers, man.
Yeah.
This is terrible. Yeah, that reminds me because, Rico, remember, how people are always like, oh, did you see what Governor Evers paroled all these guys? Well, he had to because the system has to release inmates after they've done their sentence, right? But on the other hand, pardons.
Yeah.
Look at the pardons by Trump. These guys that are traitors, man. That treason. And he lets them off. A General Flynn, right? Guy should, man, he should be in chains. This is just bogus. Derailed and collapsing.
We now got G6 going on. You know what my moment with Trump was? Lafayette Square. That told me everything I needed to know. Them people were down on their hands and knees.
Choking.
Facing the ground, praying. No, they were praying, Mike.
Yeah.
They were praying. There's videos out there. I don't know if they were BLM or who they were, but they were praying individuals down on the ground, and they beat them like baby seals and pepper sprayed them and rubber bulleted them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? What does that remind you of? It seems like there's an old, 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 very old book, and it has this J guy in it. And it seems to me like you could almost write that script. Couldn't you?
Well, I'm pretty sure
book.
If Jesus is about to come back, he's smoking one up on a cloud, just getting ready.
I mean, you're going to... Oh.
I know. We're a Christian nation. We're a Christian nation. We don't take care of the poor. We vilify and attack the poor. We throw them in prison. We cry about, cash bail so that, a racist judge can raise it up higher and say that, he's a violent offender. When they pulled him over, he had children in the car and he had one of those Kentucky Fried Chicken plastic knives under the seat.
Yeah, and our greatest concern today is whether the Pope is going to allow us to eat meat,
Well, I'm telling you. We probably shouldn't be eating meat. One, because it's not healthy. I mean, you know, you got to get your protein, right? Whatever we got to believe.
Right,
our teeth were not meant for eating meat, okay? More legumes, you know, nuts and green beans and green things like that and fruit and grains. And, yeah, okay, I can't do it.
Yeah, and I use, yeah.
Part of the time I do. I like oatmeal too, man.
And they come in, you know, speaking of protein, you know, it's like, I like to go down to the river here and catch me a few fish in years past, and I don't catch anything that I don't eat.
Listen.
I can't even eat it. Oh, one fish a month.
No, I don't even go fishing. I'm a... Yeah, I don't go fishing anymore. Not since years ago, my brother and I and my dad, we went up north and we were catching these beautiful, you know, 10, 12-inch perch and, you know, 8-inch bluegills.
Those are good.
They all had the little white worms in their meat, man. Once I was, you know, I'm filleting them, and I'm like, what is that? And I poked it, and it came out, and, you know, it was like a worm. And I'm like, I called the DNR, and they said, oh, don't worry, they won't hurt you. And I'm like, I ain't eating no worms, man. I don't care if they're cooked or not. If I had to, okay? If I had to, and day may come when I come out of my manhole cover after the Great War. Yeah.
And some about that whole picture just told you, I ain't eating this. It's got worms coming up.
I've caught a lot of perch.
I've caught a lot of perch, Mike, and they didn't have worms coming out of them.
No, that was years ago. That was years ago. We used to use worms to catch them, you know, but not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, but they didn't come out of them when you filleted them.
No.
You know, they...
No.
Well, I filleted many a fish. I've never seen worms coming. And when that stuff starts happening, it's like, well, yeah, I'm not eating that.
Well, as far as I know, Rico,
I can't go. Yeah.
I'd say that the worms in these fish are probably less harmful than the plastic that's in them now. Just saying.
Well, probably. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you want to get a good fish sandwich. You want to get a good fish sandwich, you got to go to McDonald's.
You know my favorite guy is in Congress? Jamie. Jamie is my favorite anymore. I just watch him at the end of the day, and he's got his bandana on, and he wraps up all that committee stuff in about 5 minutes, and then done. Go to bed.
I'm still an AOC fan. First and foremost, she rocks, man.
I like AOC, but I like Jamie lately. He's got some problems going on, but he still delivers, man. He still delivers. I like to listen to him.
Well,
he just lays it right on the line.
Yeah.
And you know what? When he gets done, they're just like, they don't know what to say because he just hits them with the truth dead in their face.
Well, thanks, Rico. You got anything else?
All right.
No? All right, well, hey, I still think I'm with L.A. Tom, you know, that we the people, and we certainly are not in charge of any of this stuff. So how could anybody just, like, look forward to the next election when we've had so many failures? One after another. Oh, Jimmy Carter, that guy is amazing. And the day that he's no longer here, this place... just could get really dark really fast. I'm saying, you know, like clouds and darkness. And because I don't know, in my lifetime, I really don't know of a greater man than Jimmy Carter. It's amazing when you look back at what he did and tried to do as president. And then what he did after being president, not taking the $400,000 a year and not taking Secret Service and going out and building houses for poor people and, you know, surviving brain cancer. And that was, man, that was, you know, a few years back. So an amazing man. And that's going to hurt when he's gone. But look at where we are. Look at the collapse in morality. When you have people like Robin Voss willing to run through, you know, here, let's look at the Republicans in Wisconsin. GO bill won't fly in the Senate. 1849 bill, anti-abortion bill. You know, limited for rape and incest, but not all cases. What? Oh, my God. I don't know if you people in Wisconsin know when we became a state. That was 1849 or 1848, and this was 1849. And I'm like, what were we, like, formed by Puritans or something? Because that's man. Okay, so, thankfully it's not going to fly through in the Senate. Okay, here's another one. GOP blocks ban on practice end these clinics where they try to brainwash kids into, you know, being what their birth gender was, their gender identity. We'll try and save you. Exorcism, right? And what that does is just, it's harmful, okay? Because we know now that nobody should be ashamed for whatever their preference is. They should be ashamed of the things they do to other people. Not them, but other people. All of us should be ashamed of how we treat other people that are not like us. What a boring world if they were all the same. You've seen the movies, right? Now, you guys, like I said, man, it's like everybody cheering for the bad guy now. Don't Look Up. Yeah. Meets Idiocracy. Those two movies just, and it's scary because it's like, you know, these guys are actually smarter than the people that we had, you know, making all the decisions. Look at the billionaire crowd. Those guys are nuts. Everybody's talking about, well, good luck, Aaron, in New York. And I'm like, he ain't there yet, man. Okay, but here, this is a good one. I don't know if it was I can't believe it'd be a bipartisan bill. I didn't read, but just GOP bill to designate a state rifle. A Henry Allweather 45-70 rifle made by Royce Lake-based Henry Repeating Arms.
The rifle man.
Have you played that? You got any guitar music for Jeff's guitar clinic?
I'll get something better. You know, I'll get something together here. You know.
Check it out, jeffsguitar.com in Stoughton, where he builds guitars, he repairs guitars.
He gives
lessons. He also has gift certificates and a studio that we've never used to do some podcasts after midnight kind of stuff. Pizza box unhinged kind of thing.
Oh, cursing? The whole nine.
Oh, I didn't mean that.
That's what I mean. Of course I did.
Of course I did. Awesome.
Because when you and I are chopping it up off the air.
Well, I'm probably the worst. You got to imagine I'm the worst. What, we get 4 minutes and the show's over?
40 seconds before this break.
Oh, it's a break yet. Wow, we still got one more segment.
Sure do, man.
And
sure
look at all the calls coming in at 844-967-2789. You could be next.
Weather on this snowy, snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many snowblowers, snow shovels, and snowmobiles are being sold as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Freezing Robins. Poor bastards. I watched them today. They're all going, come on, man. Get us up here on a nice warm wind and swirl it around behind us, right up our hind ends. You know, I don't like that either. I'm cursing it. I'm like, come on, man. Well, it's not nature's fault, obviously. Hey, look, let's go through some of the the main things on Facebook I'm posting about. Right, and just in the last few days, 5,000-mile-wide blob of seaweed headed for the Florida coast.
It's coming for you.
It's DeSantis.
It's coming.
It's like the fog is coming. Yeah, maybe the creature from the Black Lagoon. Maybe, you know what? Maybe manatees will come out of the water and attack people. Land manatees. Because they've done so much damage there. And then look at California, man. Oh, yeah, that guy's pool is like halfway off the cliff. I mean, literally, this like how many feet down is that where if the ground gives way, those houses are falling? What, maybe 80 feet, 100 feet? I don't know. Not moving to California anytime soon. Here's a good one. So you want to be a Trump attorney? I watch these guys and I'm like, oh, dude, you just like, you look like the poop emoji, steaming freshly. Oh, yeah, here's one. Who in the F has has an affair with an ugly MF-er like Trump? Oh, my God. Man, at the last time I saw him at CPAC, I was like, man, they should call it CPAC after looking at his. Oh, it was ugly. Ugly pumpkin head. And, yeah, you know, somebody said a gold digger, and I'm like, you mean an orange digger, man? That guy ain't got no gold. Let's see. How about Aaron Rodgers? The road to New York is paved with good intentions. Because I don't think you're there yet. Or I'd be all over the news, you know? Oh, we got to wait again another week for I intend to play. No, not intend. Did you sign? Because you're asking for everybody to go over there. Oh, I don't have a wish list. Dude, you are such a drama queen. Everybody knows you have a wish list because, you know, it starts with, you know, 4 days in the dark on mushrooms, I guess. Holy cow, man. What is going on in the world? Well, it's the derailment and collapse of all humanity. And if you don't believe me, all right, here's one for you. Republicans. Maybe we should regulate railroads and banks instead of uteruses and drag shows. Try that for a change. And here's another change. Let's go to the, let's go to the West Coast, man. Jake and Eureka. Whoops.
Hey, Pizza Box.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, so one thing those Republicans will not regulate is the amount of bribes they're take like Trump. Turns out in his family failed to disclose more than 100 foreign gifts they received, including Kim, Ivanka, Jared Kushner, Moscow, Melania, and Barron Trump, you know, the son that they hide for some reason. I think.
Yeah, what about Biden's kid, man?
Why they hide Barron.
What about Biden's kid?
What was that?
What about Biden's kid, yeah, man? Come on. What about it?
Yeah, and it was like sure, they got the flower in the attic, Barron, but, you know. They're going to talk about other people's children. Hell, Donald Trump Jr., where'd I even be? Eric? God.
You ever notice? He's got baby teeth.
You old idiots out of it.
He's got baby teeth. They're like really small, and I shouldn't make fun of them because I don't have many left either. But, yeah, his are nice and white, but they're like little tiny teeth, like little, like a rat or something.
Yeah, that's what happens when you inbreed.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, well, you know, the pictures, you know, just like they say at the, I love that, in a basketball game when they call a bad foul and the guy misses the free throws and the guy says, yeah, basketball don't lie, right? Neither do the pictures with you and your daughter, Trump. Oh, my goodness. Whoa.
No doubt.
Okay, Stormy Daniels, I get it. A picture like that with Stormy Daniels, that's, you know, but...
Well, according to Noel Kasler, the only, you know, I don't know if you know who Noel Kasler is, but he's a comedian who used to work on the set of The Celebrity Apprentice for 7 years. He said, yeah, Trump's favorites are the girls who look just like Yvonne.
Yeah. Oh, hey, did you, you're in Northern California, so what's the weather like there? You getting more snow up that way?
In
the mountains, of course.
Well, a lot of snow. Yeah, big time. And lots of rain. But today's actually pretty nice.
Fine. Well, hey, let the droughts be over and get some reasonable rain instead of, what do they call these, these sky river stuff flying at you.
Atmospheric rivers, yeah.
Sky rivers in the sky.
Yeah.
What else you got for me?
Keep up the great work.
All right, man.
Oh, I just want to say, keep up the great work.
Oh, thanks for listening all the way out there, man. I appreciate it. I'll have to visit sometime.
Yeah, no problem. All right.
All right. Talk to you later. So, but look, here's a good one. This is how bad we've collapsed. The WWE is looking to legalize gambling. All-star wrestling. I don't know if you guys knew this, but that's fake. So it's like, how do you bet on something that isn't even real? Oh, I know. I hate to shake you guys up. You know, you all-star wrestling fans that think that that stuff's real, but I wrestled. Okay. And that's what guys that are really athletic and talented do. These all-Americans like this superstar Minnesota heavyweight that won the Olympics and then, you know, won the national title and what, even nobody gave him a close match. Well, in the Olympics, but no, you know, and so he signs a contract to do all-star wrestling because that's big money. And he's a tremendous athlete. So he's gonna put on a show for you. But I just want to warn you, I wouldn't be gambling on any of that stuff. I don't know how to tell you, but it's kind of like our Congress.
Well, it's literally called, it's kayfabe. Yeah,
okay.
It's theater.
It's not real, okay? Just like our Congress. A bunch of overpaid clowns in our Congress that can't even entertain as well, apparently, as All-Star Wrestling, which, I watched it a few times when I was a kid, and actually, I'll tell you, the ones in the 60s were kind of cool, okay? But after that, I mean, the names they had, they were all pretty much the same size. It was kind of cool back then. But I knew it wasn't like, you know, they weren't really hurting each other and stuff. 40 seconds? And the show's over,
time flies, man.
Huh. Fastest hour in radio. But, you know, happy St. Patrick's Day for everybody. And actually, I got some friends said they're going to, you know, bring me over some when I get home. So I'll be hurrying out of here. But you have been tuned in to Mad Radio. This is Pizza Box Mike outside the Pizza Box, but 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Civic Media Radio, broadcasting out of Solidarity Realty Studio. See you later, folks.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Chuck.